This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have a question for them, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You can also find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or again, if you have questions, call right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. And joining us in studio this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing very well. CJ, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. We're going to talk about just a great topic, which is Social Security. And we'll get into that in just a moment. A couple of reminders, though, of course, as you listen to the program, we have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later on in this half hour. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Home Depot. A little bit of a, as they would call it, a pro tip to this. Just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later in the show. As I mentioned, we are talking Social Security, which is one of the favorite topics on the show, isn't it?
It is, yes. As a matter of fact, we talk about it probably once every couple months, and it seems to be a hot button item. So I do encourage our listeners, for those who have questions about a spouse or a grandparent or a parent who's got a unique situation, call in and ask those questions. But a couple pro tips here. Age 62, mm-hmm. as hopefully most of our listeners know by now, is the earliest you can draw Social Security. But it will be at a reduced amount. Somewhere between age 66 and age 67 is what we call full retirement age. And some people go, well, which is it? And we say, well, that depends upon when you were born. Okay. So depending upon when you were born, and by the way, if you really want to know yours exactly, look on your Social Security statement. It could be 66 and 4 months, or 66 and 8 months, or 67 for somebody like me. So that's your full retirement age. Now, here's what's interesting. What the heck does full retirement age mean? What is the significance of even putting that age on a piece of paper? And the primary significance, folks, is this. If you try to draw Social Security before your full retirement age, you can only earn about $15,000. It's like $15,100, $15,200 per year without getting a reduction on your Social Security. So again, let me repeat that. If you try to draw Social Security before your full retirement age, which again is somewhere between 66 and 67, and simultaneously you're working, earning a W-2 kind of wage, you can only earn about $15,500 before you start getting reduced on your Social Security benefit. So again, the significance of that full retirement age is primarily driven by whether or not you're still working. And then finally, the age 70 is when delayed retirement credits end, meaning between 62 and 70, for every year you wait, your benefit is growing by somewhere between 7 and 8% a year.
Nice.
Once you reach age 70, that stops.
Okay.
Now, one other quick pro tip. A lot of people get ages confused. They go, oh, you mean 70 and a half. No. 70 and a half has nothing to do with Social Security. That's required minimum distributions from IRAs. Other people go, oh, no, CJ, you meant 65 for full retirement age. And we go, no. That has nothing to do with Social Security. 65 is Medicare eligibility. So a lot of ages that you have to kind of keep straight in your mind.
Yeah, to clarify a couple things CJ said, because we just like to clarify. We are talking about the end of the year here and a new 2017, so people want to hear what new things are going to change. Mm-hmm. So he mentioned about the income, how much you can earn in a given year if you're under that full retirement age, which is around 15.6, 15.7. Next year, it's actually going up. Oh. So you can earn as much as $16,920. So that we don't see those increases very often. So that's just good to know if it's going to be a year where you're working part-time and you're trying to make sure you're not making too much. That's going to be the new threshold. So just keep that in mind as you're looking towards the new year.
What about after you reach full retirement age and continue if you want to continue working then, what are some of the things, anything you need to be aware of? Can you limit yourself, or what's the, what are the rules there?
Well, that is the great thing. If, and you know, we really want you to look carefully. If you're married, how is that going to impact the income? If you're full retirement age, sky's the limit. And we have clients who are able to wait till that full retirement age, and maybe years beyond that, earn as much as six figures or more while collecting Social Security, not getting dinged on the Social Security. You are paying taxes. So no matter how much you think you're not going to pay taxes as you retire or get closer to retirement, you're still going to pay taxes on that income. But it's nice to know you're not giving back some of your Social Security. So if possible, if you can wait, that's always a better answer.
Very cool.
Well, and I will encourage everybody, here's the tendency. People go, oh, it grows between 7 and 8% for every year I wait, so I will just wait until 70. And people go, everybody should wait till 70. Wrong, right? And other people go, well, Social Security's not going to be there, so everybody should draw at 62. Wrong. Truth be told, it's a completely personal decision that's based upon your spouse's age, your health, whether you're going to work. There's so many factors that impact when you draw Social Security. Please, please, please don't go to a holiday party or a Christmas party and say, everybody should do XYZ because CJ and Malia said it. That's not what we're doing here.
CJ Klaus, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can also call Klaus Financial office anytime. Set up an appointment. Doesn't cost anything for that initial meeting, that kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say. The number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Continue our conversation about Social Security with Malia and CJ. We'll also talk about some of the changes as we look ahead to 2017. We will do all of that next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
Every human being on Earth,
we are here to connect.
Some movies have to be seen during the holidays.
He's reaching out to the cosmos for answers.
Critics declare Collateral Beauty is the perfect holiday movie.
You've been given a gift.
It's uplifting, truly magnificent.
Maybe he gets to find his life again.
It will make you believe in miracles.
Life is about people.
Collateral Beauty. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts tomorrow.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this week in studio. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. As CJ pointed out earlier about some of the ages when it comes to retirement planning, a lot of people have questions. Social Security, also a very popular conversation as well. Again, our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone numbers for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637, or you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. Let's go right to the phones, and Aggie joins us. Aggie, welcome to the program. You are on with CJ and Malia from Klaus Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I get Social Security. I'm 81, and I get Social Security.
Yep.
And when I got it, it was the same as last year. So I called her and I said, what's going on? She said, oh, other things went up. Yeah, well, they did. Yeah, my insurance went up.
That's right.
$25. And then my Social Security did go up. I mean, that don't make sense. I'd be $25 more, about $510 a month.
Right.
Ugh. And then the Social Security stayed the same.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's a couple things here. This is actually really great what Aggie is bringing up, and I hope everybody's listening, because sometimes you can run into a situation from 2015 to 2016. I don't believe there was any Social Security increase. And yet you can have your Medicare supplement costs or Medicare Advantage costs go up. And so the net result can be a reduction in your income. So Aggie, unfortunately, what you're experiencing is very common. Now, here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is that in 2017, there is going to be an increase. However, the bad news is it's 0.3%. And I want to say the average dollar amount that equates to is something like $5 or $7.
$5, which you probably won't recognize since the other items have
Correct.
Gone up. Exactly.
Like,
no,
yeah,
you won't see it.
And the medicine went up, like pills, too. I got diabetes.
Yep. Yep.
That went up, too.
Yep.
And the insurance went up.
Exactly.
But everything else stays the same.
That's right. Well, and Aggie, I will encourage you, because the amount you're paying sounds pretty exorbitant for a supplement. You might want to talk to a Medicare supplement specialist or somebody at like one of the local AARP offices that can help you take a look at whether or not your supplement is competitive and whether or not you can even switch. You may not be able to at 81, but thanks for the question, Aggie.
Aggie, great question. Great talking to you. And that frees open a line if you have a question at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Again, telephone number for the Kloss Financial office, 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Let's go now to, oh, we lost Tom. We'll go to Dale. Dale, welcome to Money in Motion. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
It's hard to get a good answer on this. I started collecting Social Security at 62. I am 66. My wife will turn 66 in June. And the question is spousal benefits. If she takes half of my benefit, does that take away any benefits from me on my monthly payment or from her when she decides to collect at age 70?
Wow.
No. So she can, the answer to your benefit is no. So if she draws half of your benefit, it has no impact on your benefit, besides maybe total income and taxability and stuff like that.
But in terms of on hers when she collects at age 70?
So that's the piece. Yeah, I'm going to be another one of these people who's not going to directly answer your question. I apologize.
That's a government.
I know, isn't it?
It is.
I know. I can, by the way, if you call the office later, I can actually put you in touch with a specialist who could give you a very direct answer, by the way. But in the meantime... I thought the way it works is you have to look at your record first. I could be wrong there. You know what, Dale? Call later on and I'll let you know. My inkling to the answer is no, it does not impact hers, but I need to have the specialist
answer. But
it will
not impact mine.
It will not impact yours. I know that.
Okay. Dale. All right, very good. Thanks, Dale.
Dale, fantastic question, and you stumped CJ, which is a first.
We've got to have a prize for this.
I think so. I think we may have to look at
it. Well, he doesn't know everything.
Hey, CJ Kloss, Malia Quavis, joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for a retirement planning professional, see if he can stump either one of them. They'd love it. Telephone number 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And he mentioned to Dale, give him a call a little bit later at the office. The telephone number there, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online, klassfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As we're talking Social Security, one of the questions that comes up is eligibility. How do I qualify? Do I qualify? I think most of us probably do. But what are some of the, what's the criteria there?
Well, if you were born in 1929 or later, so all of you qualify here, you're going to need 40 credits or 10 years of work to qualify for your own Social Security benefit. Now, if you are married and you've never worked, you possibly, as we're talking about, can qualify for your spouse's benefit or half of his benefit or her benefit, whichever the case may be. Also, if you've been married and are divorced and you were married for at least 10 years, also you can look at collecting a benefit for off of an ex-spouse. So all of these things, just like our last caller was asking, all these things you can actually connect with Social Security, set an appointment with them, and ask these questions. The real point to our talk this morning is that the Social Security is not going to call you and ask you what is the best benefit we can give you. You really need to research this out. So take some time and do that. Go to ssa.gov and you can get some more education.
Telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Let's get back to the phones. We go now to Mike. Mike, you're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I work for a large food company, and our one company sold our business to this other large company, and we kept our 401k all mixed into a target fund with our old company. Is that a good idea? We're not contributing to that anymore, but it's still growing. Is it good to leave it, or should you transfer it over to something else?
I love the fact that you're asking this question, because we've actually talked about this on the show quite a few times. So I hope everybody's listening. The question is basically, hey, old employer-based 401k plan left in the old company plan, should I do something with it? So I guess let's start with, what could you do with it? Well, you could do one of three things. You could generally, if your new plan allows it, you could roll it into your new plan. You could take a distribution and have it be taxed and possibly penalized if you're under 59 and a half, or you could roll it over to a traditional IRA. So those are kind of the three common options that people have. It's very common for people to do nothing, by the way, like you, Mike, just kind of leave it there because we don't know if there's anything better. What I'd say is you have to sit down with a professional to determine, unfortunately, what your best option is. But I will say this. Many cases, by rolling it over to an IRA, you will get significantly more investment options, significantly more flexibility. It'll no longer be connected to your employer plan, so if you do need to make distributions, you'll have more flexibility there. And usually, not always, but usually you can find ways to reduce the overall cost from what your employer plan offers. So in most circumstances, we'd like to look at that with people, but again, you'd have to qualify that to make sure that, that's your particular best bet.
And probably not taking a roll to taking a full distribution and paying taxes on it probably is not going to be the best choice. But again, it depends on everyone's situation. So we might actually look at that if that made sense because you had a lot of debt or other things. So just ask someone professionally before you make those big moves.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
Mike, fantastic question. That frees open the line. You've been trying to get through. Our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also continue our conversation about Social Security and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our friends, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, call us now, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 and online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Social Security, as always, a lot of questions. We'll talk a little bit about what to expect in 2017. But first, let's go to the phones. We go to Bob. Welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Hi guys.
Hi there.
I have a simple question, and I can't get an answer out of the people at SSI about it. I recently retired. I'm getting Social Security. I retired at 62. I don't know what I'm supposed to. They gave me a form about federal taxes.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be. Am I supposed to pay? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm getting money already paid in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Greg.
You know what I mean?
Totally, yeah. So this is, we're going to answer it quickly because we're running out of time in this segment. But this is actually, to your point, Bob, it's a pretty direct, straightforward question. So if your total income with Social Security included is below something like, I'm going to say, what is it?
$23,000,
then only 50% of your Social Security income is taxable. Now, again, it's not taxable at 50%. It's just 50% of it is taxable. And then if it's over something like $45,000 or $50,000, I don't remember the exact number, then 85% of your Social Security is taxable. Now, I am going to correct you on something, Bob. People go, well, that's double tax. I already paid tax on my Social Security. My comment is, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. The 6.5% that you put in and the 6.5% that your company puts in was not federally taxed, which is why when you go to receive it then in the future, they tax the income tax portion. Now, to your final question, which is, well, how much? Well, that's dependent upon your total income, right? If you look at brackets of federal income tax, it's bracketed based upon your total income from wages, from Social Security, from pensions, all of those things involved. So how much should you be withholding? Well, that's an answer really only your accountant or you can answer based upon your total income.
But please try to withhold something so you don't have any surprises in April.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, withhold something. By the way,
okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Let's just real quickly get to one other thing. We'll slip it in here while we have a couple other questions on hold. Just so everybody's aware, in 2017, the maximum income that will be Social Security taxable is going to jump from $118,500 to now $127,200. Meaning up to that amount, they will withhold Social Security from that. Anything over that 127,200, they will not.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Got time for one more call. We go now to Dan. Welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Yeah, good morning. I was at my financials advisor a couple weeks ago, and he had mentioned something about the Roth IRA having a tax on it now, somehow like a 1.5% tax next year. Do you know anything about that?
No.
No.
No. So contributions to a Roth IRA are post-tax. Growth is tax-free. So when you go to pull it out in retirement, say you're over 59 and a half, you're 62, 63, there is no tax on the distribution from a Roth IRA. Again, assuming you're eligible to make that distribution after 59 and a half.
Yeah, he mentioned something about something coming up this next year about a 1.5%.
No, that to me sounds something like a Medicare tax that he's talking about, but to my understanding, that doesn't apply to Roth. So not quite sure there. By the way, I could be wrong, but not quite sure, Dan, what he's talking about.
Interesting question, Dan. Thank you for the call. It's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much will the maximum taxable earnings for Social Security rise to in 2017? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget that number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. You can also find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.